Previously on the Dubious Bakery.
Smoke 'em if you got 'em.
Axel, I have some bad news.
Am I the father?
What? No. No. Killian's back. And he's pissed.
How do you know?
He left a message on the bat line.
This message is for the bakers. I trust you know who this is. I can't be stopped. And now, with freedom and renewed purpose, I am coming for you. I wonder, how will you record when I burn the bakery to the ground? How will you inhale when I rip the heads from your bodies? How will you rest knowing I will never stop hunting you? I will tear you to shreds, Axel. I will run you down, John. Together, we will go on a journey. We will discover the threshold of physical pain, I promise you. Let's see what happens when an unstoppable force runs into two pussy podcasters. See you soon, gentlemen.
Holy shit, that's insane! I thought we buried this guy! We gotta get out of Dodge.
Hey, how cool your jets. He's all talk. He's like a 15-year-old on the internet. Let's just give him some time to settle.
Is now a good time to get out of Dodge?
Yes, yes, now would be a great time. Couldn't agree more. We need to hide the equipment, though.
Bury the bakery and go underground for a while for the good of the show. Besides,
I could use a vacation. All right, let's leave town for 3 or 4 weeks. 5 tops.
Axel travel log for number 47. We were at a tea house in Morocco, and I had to record this because John is having the mother of all temper tantrums.
This place blows. I have 7 spoons next to me to drink tea, and every time they bring me a new cup of tea, I get a spoon with it. So what does it matter how many spoons I have? And this waiter hasn't gotten my order right all freaking night. I ask for food, he brings me tea. You know what happens when I ask for food?
Tea?
He brings me tea. That's right.
I think someone had the asshole tea here.
John Bakery travel log number 64. I was separated from Axel 4 days ago at a star party in Borneo. 2 days ago, he sent me a text saying he was lost in Alaska, which is nowhere near Borneo. Just now, I was checking his Instagram, and I see a picture of himself and Lucy Lawless on a boat. So, yeah, you know, I don't know where he is or what he's up to, but I wish him well.
Axel travel log number 89. I don't know if you can hear that music, but I'm at a rave in Sweden, and I just found John! After 3 months of being lost, I'm found! Hey, John, what time is it?
No, I've had 10 drinks!
Do you have the keys to a car?
I think it's Rihanna!
You want to smoke a bowl?
Yeah, let's go to my car!
Several adventures, and 18 months later...
Axel travel log number 323. John.
Thank you for shopping John. With us. Oh, next week we'll be making our special gulab jamun. That'll knock your socks off, so tell your friends. What do you want, Axel?
John, we got another letter from Maestro in the dead drop.
Cool, man. I can't wait to read it later. In the meantime, we've got customers and we've got Mrs. Suresh's order to get out by 3.
Fuck Miss Suresh.
Dude, what are you doing? What the hell?
Killian's dead.
What? Really? How?
He fell into a Sarlacc pit.
Fuck yeah. That's a death sentence for sure. Fuck this place. Fuck this job.
Dubious Bakery shields up.
Weapons online.
Yee-haw! John, I think we pissed off the locals.
Run for it. Start the plane.
Start the plane.
John, start the engine. Get it up.
And now, on the Dubious Bakery.
I'm John.
I'm Axel. Welcome to the Dubious Bakery, the podcast with an ass that just won't quit.
No, it is a devastating mess.
It will never quit, ever.
So, you know, we have a lot to answer for. Thank you for joining us.
I can't believe we're back. Oh my God.
I know, there's a lot I want to say.
Shake all the rust off this pussy. I knew that would get you going.
Yeah. He's been throwing out terms like that all night just to get me off my game. It has been a while since we've recorded.
Yes.
As you heard in the intro there, we did run into a... I don't want to say...
I don't know how to describe him.
I don't want to say him a colleague. He's a former acquaintance of ours.
He's a fucking asshole. He's like this... I don't know how we got her.
I'm a bit more hopeful. I think he can be changed, but you know him, Killian. He...
We ran for basically 2 years because of him, so...
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty dark subject.
Yeah,
so
but anyway.
We're going to move on.
But yeah, screw him, though. We'll talk about him later. No more airtime for him.
You'll learn more about him. We've got tons of travel logs to get through. What you heard in the intro was just a couple snippets, like you said, or like you heard. We've got hundreds.
Like 300-something, so we'll give you a couple more of those. We didn't want to, inundate you with a million travel logs, episode one.
Sure.
Episode 71.
Yeah, even more so than that is the bakery equipment. When we left, we buried it.
Yeah, it's dusty as fuck, but it's still working. Sounds pretty good.
Yep, it was on and while we were gone, so we're using it now, and it works, and it recorded a lot of stuff, so we just set that aside, and we're using it now, and hopefully it doesn't mess up.
Frank,
we had some trouble getting it started.
We have too much to get to at this point. I feel like I want to talk so much to the audience. We have to tell them everything that's happened, but we have to get to this time travel stuff.
That's very true. I'm sorry, I was getting off topic. The reason we're here today and the episode in question, this actual one, is a time travel episode.
Dun, dun, dun.
And that is because in the episode prior to this one, our 420 episode, we had a fan call from 10 months prior to that one.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We're talking
time travel.
3 years ago. Yeah, time travel for sure. But that fan had a question. His son asked him about time travel and a redo button and how much power it would take
to do that.
Yeah. And through a lot of convoluted sci-fi nerdery, we figured it out. And depending on which method you used, you could possibly use less or more of the amount of energy it takes. A bolt of lightning was the DeLorean.
Bolt of lightning. Yes, that's what we're trying to get to.
And then a warp core is, you know, several times the amount the Earth gives off. Either way, we're getting on a tangent. But he, Papa Vape, here, we'll listen to the call.
Hey, that's a crazy message. This is Papa Vape. Been listening to you for a while. I was talking to my son. He's 10. And I was talking about he needs to make his mark in life and create something that nobody has. He needs to create the undo button for everybody. Well, he tells me, well, Dad, to do that, I'd have to create a time machine. And to do that, I would need enough power to power the Earth for 3 years. And I was like, who would I ask to confirm something like that? The Dubious Bakery, of course. So there you go. Help me out. And make it a topic or don't, I don't care. But I'm curious to know the answer. And I'd like to know if my 10-year-old is going to teach me some cool shit. Anyway, welcome if you got him. Have a good one, guys.
That right there is the reason we are having this episode.
Yes.
We promised him.
We promised you, and we always deliver on our promises. Maybe a little late, maybe a little bit, but again, it's time travel. It seemed quick to us. So it's such a broad topic. I've been trying to figure out where you want to start. I guess we should just say, do you believe in time travel, I guess, John?
Well, okay, so I want to break it down. Since this is a broad topic, I want to classify exactly, I want to define what time travel is and how we're talking about
it. Is that something you believe in?
Yes. I believe in time travel.
I believe in Harvey Dent.
All of us are time traveling right now in that we are traveling through time. And the pace at which we are traveling is relative to one another. Now, we're all traveling at the same speed, so we all see the passage of time the same way.
So you're saying we're currently traveling in the future, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
So is this a debate almost on backwards time travel?
Okay.
If we're even going that route.
Well, yeah. That's
so broad a topic.
That's interesting because everyone in the scientific community acknowledges that forward time travel is a reality because we're doing it now, and there are certain methods to speed yourself up through time in that Einstein's theory of special relativity said that the faster you – pretty much, I'm paraphrasing here – the faster you go.
Like if you're on a spaceship type of thing and it was going the speed of light and you were going away from Earth and you came back, how thousands of years would have maybe passed on Earth versus you only would have aged a couple of years. That's kind of the relativity idea.
The faster you move, the faster you move through time.
Yeah.
While relative you are staying people. Stationary.
Yeah, I guess.
Just taking your time as you move through time. Pew-pew. So if you're new to the bakery, we're going to get into some high concept stuff here. And that's what we do.
I'm already starting to realize, like, oh, wow. Like, we really going to have to study up on this shit.
Yeah, this is a
this might be a season's worth of stuff. Like I wanted to be the time travel episode.
You know, you might be onto something there. I like the season.
I was looking up like different ways to travel, like to the past or the future, and one I thought that was interesting was they were trying to say like suspended animation was like a way to travel to the future, and I guess it is.
Okay.
But it's like almost not what we're talking about. Like it's like a trick.
No. I think it would be a way. It's a form of time travel. I think Primer is kind of about that. Or not really about that, but I don't know. I'm just
have
throwing
you seen
Primer out there. No, I haven't.
Damn it, I haven't either.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to watch it before this.
Exactly.
Son of a bitch. I hear that's like the best time travel movie.
I don't think it's a cheat because really, if you go Mach 2 around the planet for 7 years, I'm sure you're going to travel a certain degree faster than everybody else.
Yeah.
Or slower
mm-hmm.
in that sense. That
makes sense.
You would move slower than everybody else. Mm-hmm. Everything around you would move faster. And, you know, and that's not using your Doc Brown lightning bolts and all sorts of chronotons and shit. It's just, you're just using gasoline.
You
to
like
get
that
yourself.
Lightning bolt. That's the good one.
Well, so the, no, I don't think that would be cheating. But the problem with that is absolute zero. In order to achieve perfect freezing and sustain or, you know.
Time travel?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you need freeze everything zero? In you. Yeah, absolute zero. You need to stop all movement. And that's
really?
Absolute zero. We haven't been able to achieve that. That's been just out of reach. Fractions of fractions of fractions of degrees away. Maestro has something to say. He's got to turn himself up.
It's like going to space. You learn a lot of stuff trying to achieve that. You know, or trying to go to the moon.
Yeah.
So you're saying if we reach absolute zero, it would help us time travel.
As we try to get to absolute zero, we've learned a lot, basically.
Exactly. Okay. It's like building anything big for the first time. You know, you learn your mistakes. You learn what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
What other theories or what other methods did you look up there?
Well, if we're traveling to the future, they mentioned being near high mass objects like black holes because
I don't understand how that works.
Basically, it's so massive that it distorts space-time relative to it that it experiences time faster or slower. And so if you're next to it, let's say I was next to the black hole and you – Dubious John are not next to it.
Uh-huh.
I'm probably either going slower, my time is going faster or slower.
I think
versus your time.
I think yes. I think your time would be moving yourself would be moving slower. I would be outside of you moving much faster. I'd probably die sooner than you.
So then when I came out, that's me going to the future.
Because
that makes sense.
Einstein, I love the shirt you're wearing too. He's wearing Axel is wearing an Einstein shirt right now.
Totally planned.
Einstein's general theory of relativity says pretty much that time passes slower for objects affected by gravitational forces. So that black hole
mm-hmm.
obviously has strong gravity unless
yeah,
it's using some
things
other...
Yeah, go slower.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of its huge mass, because it's literally affecting space-time. The fabric of space-time, when you see that hole, you hold a piece of like a sheet and you put a ball in there and that bends. Space-time being bent, and so the more of that there is, I can see that now a little bit. Let's just discussing it.
Okay. I have a list here.
A grocery list, or what kind of list?
No, you know what? I'll save that for later. What I do have here is it's kind of my personal theory on time travel. Like, if you want to travel to the future, and let's say you could go back and give yourself lottery numbers, why it wouldn't work?
Why wouldn't it? Because you're changing things? Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, because as soon as your presence leaves your timeline, you sitting there listening to this right now, as soon as you leave your timeline to travel to the future, your essence, you, all your matter, you don't exist in that timeline anymore. Thus, creates a ripple effect, changing everything into the future you're traveling. It creates an alternate timeline where you are not there.
So you're talking about going to the future then, I guess, in the scenario.
Yes.
Okay. I see. So you're saying it's impossible to go to the future to see what's happening in your life because since you're going to the future, you will no longer exist.
Absolutely.
Unless you went one step further and you could see yourself because, and if you did, that means you made it back on your future journey.
Okay, so I did a lot of research for this episode. I did some fun stuff, but here's the thing: the paradoxes. I looked into
There's
the paradoxes.
There's too many. I know. There's. I started. Trust me. I kind of like let me bone up on time travel briefly this morning, and I'm like 3 hours into. I'm like, okay.
I'm glad you came to the same conclusion.
There's so many.
There are a ton of time travel paradoxes, and they all have their own specific googly names and freaking weird
all
stuff
hyperlinked for you to check out.
Yeah, and each one has.
I read a couple that didn't even have to do with time travel, but you had to understand to get time travel concepts. Like, whatever.
So, we're sorry if this episode is blowing your mind.
I know. We've been studying this shit. We're still kind of, like, tripping on it.
Exactly.
What would you say if I said there's no such thing as time travel? Nope. No such thing as time travel. Stephen Hawking, he suggests the absence of tourists from the future is an argument against the existence of time travels. How come we're not inundated from people from the future looking at us
all
the time?
Well, that's dumb. It's a duck blind scenario. Okay, so here's the thing I learned through all of this time travel research we did into fiction, movies, TV, books, theories, practical application, backward time travel as a theory in itself, because that is the real crux of the situation. Throughout all of that, I realized that as a Star Trek fan, I've seen all of it. I've seen all of that shit done in Star Trek.
Yeah, totally.
So, what you were just saying.
That how come we're not inundated with people from the future?
Exactly.
Doing tourist shit.
We have been in the Star Trek universe. They come back in invisible pods that we can't track on our stupid radar, and because these people are traveling back in time. And you know what? Here's the funny part. I always trip on this one. If they do travel back in time and they change something, everything you're experiencing now will feel like you've experienced it your whole life. Thus, you know, how could you tell?
You're hitting the shit right on the head, John.
That's really it.
Carl Sagan himself was saying perhaps time travelers are here disguising their existence, and I totally wrote Star Trek style. So you said it right there. So they could totally be doing that. You could have met one and had no idea. Or the one I agree with, which you basically touched on too, is events change all the time, and we are unaware because the timeline changes.
Yeah, exactly.
You
exactly.
Know what I mean? Of course, we're not aware of that shit. So we could have been affected so many times and have no idea. So it's only our perception that we, you know. You would never know. So.
And that's the real problem there, is that's such a high concept theory in that you believe that this is the right time, but who knows? You could have been a king before this.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be a king after this and not even question it.
Wait, why am I a king?
Because time allowed it. Because someone went back in time and changed it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you have no idea. You could have changed it yourself and have no idea.
Exactly.
That makes sense. Totally.
We could have changed right in the middle of this episode and not even realize it. Like right now. Like everything in your life, even the listener here, everything in your life could have changed at this split second and you would not question it.
Yeah. Can you change the past that way? I'm not sure.
I don't see why not.
Some people... What about this? Like, maybe we can't have been overrun by people from the future is because you can time travel, but only from when the time machine was first created. So, like, if it's created 500 years from now, You can only time travel from
well,
500 years
okay.
on.
Okay. No, see, now that's a weird concept because it depends on what kind of time machine and...
It's a portal. It's a portal machine. Let's just say it's a portal.
Yeah, that... Did you hear that?
Yeah, I thought that was just me. That was my speakers. I mean, my headphones.
All right. Maestro, you track that down. Did you hear that?
All right. Yeah, stop it.
No, I think that whole theory depends on what kind of time machine it is. Because as we've seen...
Portal! Oh,
it's a portal.
I'm saying.
It's a portal.
Well, what do you mean, though? Like, what is it?
Well, I mean, is it a magical sphere? What
is
it?
It can be made of cosmic strings. I'm not sure what cosmic strings are. Do you have cosmic string stuff?
So
please
I,
do, because I'm saying that term.
I was looking through various time travel methods that I saw online, and cosmic string came up.
Yes, and it did. That's a hot, topic.
Let me explain what cosmic strings are. I think they're mostly theoretical. We think they exist. We're pretty sure. Question mark. But cosmic strings are narrow strings of unknown energy stretching across our entire universe.
Really?
So, in the theory I read about cosmic strings and time travel, is cosmic strings manipulate gravity.
Uh-huh.
And if two strings were close enough to each other, their gravitational poles would be aligned to, you know, open the cosmic gates to travel through time.
I know. That's what it always sounds like. It's like somehow the string, like, loops back on itself and makes, well...
That's not the way mine sounded. Mine sounded like you got two strings close enough, but I like the looping.
It's kind of the same stuff. Like, we're talking the same thing. Like, they're using the strings, and sometimes they mention, like, being next to black holes or something, too. Like, so, like, the black hole would, you know, make it... kind of make some type of barrier portal like device that you would go through, and it could be it's not a wormhole, but it is like wormhole would be the other way.
Yeah, wormhole was one of the other methods here,
which we haven't discovered yet, but they think could exist, and that would sound like the most stable way, but that's if they had ever
We already kind of conceded that Einstein's general relativity theory of the something being affected by gravity moves slower in time than something not affected.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, gravity or the black hole, we were just talking about on the edge of a black hole. What happens on the inside? I always think
you
either
get destroyed or, I don't know, you jump out a white hole. Is that weird?
I doubt
you get jumped out of a white hole.
You're talking about the cosmic fountain, how it's just a bunch of matter spitting out the other side the other side of the universe somewhere.
That's true. I mean, it could be connected.
But I was just shot with a Nerf dart. I was on my mic, man. What am I doing wrong? I'm sorry, Maestro, you fucking prick. No, but I think if we follow that train of thought with the matter being affected by gravity and time, inside a black hole, things could just be frozen in time if they're not teared to shreds.
Maybe.
Not torn to shreds.
They think you get stretched out, but yeah, they don't really know.
Exactly.
It is just theories right now.
I think that's a very interesting concept.
What if you could time travel? Like, what would you? I'm trying to think what I'd even do with it. Probably a lot of numbers, I guess. I mean, that's the best. Seems the easiest without causing too much weirdness. You know, everything else is gonna cause like.
You'd have to do
a tornado somewhere else or something.
You'd have to do it once for a big score.
Once, agreed. Just one time travel thing and just...
So you would get the...
Yeah.
It'd be a time travel shopping cart. Get the time travel shopping cart.
Okay.
And you'd have to sit on it until the lottery went up to, you know, triple digit millions.
Yes.
And yada, yada.
Yes.
You and couldn't just go out and do it and then not be satisfied and do it again.
Yes. If I did that, though, wouldn't I share the lotto, like...
Chances are more people would win it, yes.
Oh, but maybe not. Anyway, still, I would still do that.
You'd wait for that big one.
That one that no one claimed.
Yes.
And then I'd claim that huge one. Since I knew I have the plan, if I ever receive numbers in the mail one day, I would know it's from me.
Okay. That's pretty interesting.
I was reading about the LHC, and I wanted to, like...
I'm so disappointed with that thing. It didn't blow up.
I know.
And it
no
didn't
black
fucking...
holes.
Yeah, for sure.
No doomsday.
Well, since we were just doing time travel stuff, I just want to go back and talk about that LHC again, because it was always a fun thing about time travel. Like, there was the guy who got arrested in Switzerland, and he claimed he was from the future. And he was trying to prevent the LHC from destroying the world, and that was his whole shtick.
Uh-huh.
And then there was the bird who dropped the baguette on the LHC, and it caused the overheating in several sections.
I thought it was a bagel. It caused overheating?
Baguette, bagel, bread, sometimes they call it. Some type of product of carbohydrates. And what's making me weirded out, though, is it dropped on a piece of equipment, and like on a superconductor, and it made it stop superconducting because it got too hot.
Huh.
But it was exposed to the elements, I guess, where a bird could just drop it. So wouldn't you think, like, dust would accumulate?
This was stuff? Nah, bro. This was the Death Star. It's unstoppable. You can't bring this thing down.
I guess.
But a farmer?
But back in the day...
A farmer in an X-Wing could do it?
Back in the day when they were still trying to prove about the Higgs boson, there was a scientist who put forth the idea that maybe the Higgs boson was abhorrent to nature, and the universe itself wouldn't allow it to be created. Like let's say the Higgs – like, if this isn't true, but let's just say the Higgs boson was created in the future, and it was just so weird and unstable, the universe itself rejected it. It would send, like – ripples back in time to, like, stop it from being created. And that's why it was so hard to, like, find it.
That suggests a lot of things.
Yeah. It reminded me of the Omega Particle in Star Wars, but, like, the reverse, like, the evil Omega Particle.
That's very interesting. I like the LHC talk. I haven't heard anything about the LHC in a while. Like... It went online, and then it just did its job, and everybody's like, oh, okay. And then they just, like, left the...
Yep.
Their PR really stopped after it did its job. Then they discovered the Higgs boson, and everybody's having a grand old time. So one of the things I realized about... again, I'll go back to this about the Star Trek and doing my research for this, is Star Trek has shown us so many different versions of time travel... sci-fi tomfoolery that things like Interstellar don't really get my goat anymore. My engine revving. I haven't seen it. I don't really want to see it. I know what it's about.
I want to see it.
It's all time travel.
I want to see it, but most time travel movies are basically Star Trek episodes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Because there's only so many like time travel like MacGuffins, if you will.
And it's really desensitized me in that sense. And I'm kind of upset.
What a time travel snob you are.
I am. I've seen a lot of time travel stuff.
How many can you name? That was going to be the game I brought to the thing, but...
Oh,
I've researched so many, I didn't think it would be a fun game.
I've got a list here. You want me to run through the list?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I want... You want to... Oh, we can't guess. So, yeah, go through the list.
Well, there's so many here.
No.
You know, I'll
save
that.
Wait, do you have a favorite time travel movie?
Favorite time travel movie?
Back to the Future. Back to the Future.
You know what? I do.
Mine.
Well, you know, Back to the Future is a great one. I do love Back to the Future. And Bill and Ted's fun. And there's a lot of really good movies out there.
Bill and Ted's a good answer. But yeah.
But I think I'm going to go a little off the rails here and say Futurama, Bender's Big Score.
That's a great answer.
I am such a Futurama fan that I understand if people don't accept that as an answer, but that is a great time travel epic.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a great...
There's so much happening. You really have to keep your shit together for that movie.
That's a great take on time travel itself. I'm like, he just interacted on like every timeline. He just kept going in and adjusting it and doing more things.
It gets very convoluted towards the end if you're not paying attention.
That brings into the whole thing of, can you affect your own timeline? Can you, like, tell yourself not to do this, and would you remember that, and who's thinking of what? And...
According to that universe, you can. Did you ever see the last episode of Futurama?
No.
The Leela one,
the one that like everyone says was awesome, and him and Leela or something.
Oh, yeah, him and Leela get frozen in time.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, well,
you should say the word spoilers.
Spoiler alert. I'm going to give you a spoiler alert on the next Futurama, or the last Futurama episode.
Okay.
Are you ready to hear this, Axel?
Yeah, now I'm ready, but...
Sorry.
Were the people?
So they get frozen in time.
Okay.
More or less.
Okay.
And they live out their lives their entire lives, like all 80-something years, just walking around the globe because the whole globe is frozen. All of time is frozen except for them. So they're just walking around. They can walk over oceans. And they just explore the planet for them.
That's a good ending. I should watch it.
And then at the very end of it, the professor cruises in and he's like, holy shit, I've been looking for you guys. Let me fix this. And it takes them right back to the very beginning.
Do they remember it?
No.
Ah, what a cock tease. They should have remembered it.
They lived full lives, though.
But they didn't even know. Man.
Right?
Bum.
So.
That reminds me of the Stargate finale.
Well, that's a weird one.
Yeah, no, you haven't even seen this one.
Oh, I haven't seen that one?
Well, because you never finished Stargate SG-1.
The last one I saw, they...
that was a good one.
They
too,
moved a EMP or what's the...
The ZPM.
ZPM device to a archaeological dig they knew they were going to dig up soon.
Yes.
That was the last one I saw. And,
yes.
it altered history.
Long story short, there's an episode where the Asgard...
Spoilers!
Yeah, spoilers on this one. This is just a dubious John now, but the Asgard give all their technology to SG-1, and then the ship gets like attacked to the point that it's going to get destroyed. So they somehow freeze time, and it takes them... And they're stuck on the ship for, like, years and years trying to figure out how to, like, get away from this battle. Like, there's basically a missile in front of them on the way to the ship the whole time. And they, like, slow down time for, like, 30 years or something ridiculous. And they spend, like, 30 years trying to, like...
They're fucking idiots if they slow down time and not figure out how to stop a missile.
Yeah.
Get out of its way.
That's what it was.
I don't know. Maybe not too smart. Maybe we don't want their technology.
No, it was intriguing. It was intriguing.
Well, that was fascinating. I'm sure it was equally fascinating for the listeners.
They love this shit. This is a time travel episode. That's all part of it.
So I'm gonna go ahead and get this out of the way. We're already in spoiler territory.
Yeah,
and I did mention in the last episode that I would talk about Men in Black 3. And that was a time travel movie as well. I remember you saw it, Axel. I remember you saw it, Maestro. And we all thought it was good.
I don't remember it being memorable. I just remember them going back in time. And
I liked the use of time travel and how he had to jump off a building. And
oh, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
Like the
unique.
Like the MacGuffin again of it, or like the strategy of how they did it.
Well, yeah, it kind of went along with Doc Brown's method, and you have to get up to a certain speed. So their way of getting up to that speed was jumping off a tall enough building. And they calculated, you know, you want to travel back this many years? Okay, you need to get to this amount of speed.
Yeah.
So, okay, we need to go here.
Yeah. What's your favorite method of time travel, like in the movies and stuff? I know, like...
Well, that's a tough subject, because there's most convenient, there's most stylish. Like, Terminator's pretty stylish, but it's a pain in the ass, like, you know?
Oh, God, that would be horrible. That's like getting ripped apart. Like, that sounds horrible and painful. No.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the idea of the butterfly effect ones, actually. Hell yeah, like, you kind of go back in time in your own lifetime, like, but when you're younger. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, you know, that's a different one.
I thought that was good. Because at least that kind of power, I don't know, it could be like a natural power and a way to explain. So it was cool, too.
God, I love our tangents. Because that one was an odd one. Now, you know what that made me think of is the alternate ending to that one, and how he...
Yeah.
Spoilers. You should look up the deleted scenes in the alternate
ending of Butterfly where he's a baby.
He's a baby in his mom's stomach. Spoiler alert.
And he chokes himself out.
Yeah.
It was a trip.
From the other stillborns and whatnot. It's pretty bad.
It was, yeah. It was time travel.
So, what is that, Master?
What's your favorite? That's not my favorite, I should say. But that's a good one.
Do you not
I
hear
like
that?
The scepter.
Do you hear that?
I hear it.
No. We'll get back to this. We'll get back to this. Maestro. We're going to take a short break and track this thing down for you, and we'll be right back.
Are you doing that?
And we're coming back from
hello.
That short break there. Maestro tracked down the problem, whatever he was doing wrong. He.
Yeah, dude. You got to get your shit together, man.
Yeah. Here, you want my lighter, too? Is your lighter fucking up, too?
Come on, man. We're on, like, air.
Oh, shit.
He throws it in the trash.
Yeah, so during the break, we figured out that the equipment was not malfunctioning, so it's, you know, I don't know. Who knows? Maestro doesn't know what's going on, so it's either Maestro's problem or... What? You're pointing to the mic like you got something to say.
I'd say 100%.
Or or just your cheap ass shit.
100%.
It's not that. It can't be that.
Well,
this is the magic school bus, motherfucker.
There's a lot of duct tape. Or no, not even duct tape. There's a lot of scotch tape.
Hey, get on the magic school bus. We can be anything. Let's not get
in. The wires need to be positioned towards the North Pole.
Hey,
for them to work.
Hey,
don't.
Let's not get into it.
Fuck, I love the scotch tape, piece of shit. Don't call it the scotch tape. Nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Anyways, I have to bring this up, too. Before we get to Axel's magic scepter, whatever the hell he was talking about before the static, Maestro pulled out this gnarly-looking bong halfway through our break here, and he's threatening to hit it.
Talk about time. This thing has been caked with time of many, many weed smokes in it to the point that it's just brown.
Don't do it. Hang on.
Used to be clear. And me and John can tell it's going to be very harsh.
Yeah.
And
before you hit it.
Just do it.
We need to give people a chance to understand what this thing looks like.
Just do it hard, man. I just want to see it happen.
It's got crap kicked up all on the sides of the inside chamber there. And the water.
Moss-like solid fluid.
I can't see through the water.
No.
And we're telling him to change the water. And he's like, nah, it's fine. It's fine.
So
it's a simple matter of walking to the sink that's 20 feet that way.
I would love to just. I want to see him not cough on this one either.
It's gonna be
please,
terrible.
Please hit it just for the time travel episode.
And I wouldn't be surprised if you gain superpowers from this shit. You know what I mean?
You know, usually I disagree with John and stuff like this, but I kind of agree on this one. Like that stuff looks radioactive.
Yeah, it's probably got a half-life, bro.
Yeah. Like I would not do this.
He's positioning the mic. He's getting it in place.
I would
so
not
hear
do
the
this,
bubbling.
But I'm totally advising him to. Oh shit! Hit it really hard.
Oh, we can hear it. Oh my god! It's a white thick cloud, and this
wow.
thing's at least 2 feet tall.
It used to be white. It used to be white.
Makes me want to throw up.
I mean, that hit looked great, except it just—it's in that.
Oh my god.
We have to move on.
Thank you, ladies and
gentlemen.
That's a story I'll look up later, how clean that bong is and what effect that has on the fungus that you just inhaled in your lungs or the algae or fish or tadpoles, whatever the fuck. You know how you just put water in a tank and all of a sudden it has life in it? Like that's what's happening down there. So I want to know.
Moving.
I want to know about that. So back to your scepter. You were talking about a time travel.
Where I was talking about like time travel methods that I liked in fiction. And one of the ones I really did like was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Oh, okay.
The one where they go back in time, and they had this scepter. And the whole thing with the scepter was you could, if you're holding the scepter, you could change places with someone else in time if you were the same weight as them. So if you ever picked up the scepter and you were like 100 and something pounds, I guess you would just switch places with someone with that exact same weight.
Yeah.
Random.
I feel you, but what's the allowance there for exact weight? Do we have a pound to play with? Do we have an ounce to play with?
I think it's like a mass thing or some type of.
Because really,
like maybe you can't take something from the universe without replacing it with something of the amount.
Those turtles have to weigh a shit ton.
That's why they got replaced with those guys wearing the armor. And stuff like there. That's the whole thing. Those turtles.
Is that what they said? The armor helped.
Yeah, like those. Well, those are huge guys. Like those, they got replaced with like the honor guards of the Daimo's thing or whatever.
But and is that canon? Was that mentioned in the movie? That
I believe
armor?
So because remember they showed up in armor.
Is it fact, Mr. X?
Yes, I'm going on turtle canon.
Is
saying
it canonical?
It's fact. The armor helped. It definitely did because they showed up in armor.
Yeah. That's fun.
So that's one of my faves besides, you know, the DeLorean, but that's like everyone's thing.
That is another one. So here is actually another list of time travel methods since you're bringing that shit up. And what I want to do with you is I want to run through these lists, and I want you to tell me a movie, a book, a TV show, or a story
that
they were used in. Right. And you can play this one too, Maestro.
And you can play at home.
And you can play at home as well. All right. So the first one is give me a car that was used as a time travel method.
DeLorean.
Back to the Future. Back to the Future, DeLorean. Done. Okay.
Wait,
there's no scoring system. That was an easy one. Ready? Ready for the real one?
Whoa.
Wormhole.
Voyager.
Stargate.
Did Voyager,
is this a race or some shit?
I don't know. Did Voyager go through a...
Voyager, I'm sure they used it once or twice.
And we all know Stargate did.
Stargate. There you go. Yeah, for sure.
So
yeah,
I think it's more right.
Spaceships.
Big, Trek.
Small, medium. You
is
know.
That what the answer was? Spaceships?
No.
Every sci-fi show?
Yeah, exactly. Every sci-fi show. Star Wars, Star Trek, all of them. They all use spaceships to go back and forth. And Farscape. And.
Yeah, I didn't want to go with Farscape. But yes, and, exactly.
Yes.
Ships.
So I figured that was a huge one that we just had to get out of the way because so many just use a spaceship.
You could even say Back to the Future for that. Like,
and there you go.
Cars and shit. All anyway.
Right. Time teleportation.
Would you say butterfly effect? Because he kind of moves himself with his mind.
That's interesting. Okay. I can see that.
How about the other one where he...
What's the question exactly? The vehicle?
Time teleportation.
I'm giving like you methods of time himself. Travel.
Uh-huh. What's that weird fax one?
Let me tell you after Axel. Where I'm giving you methods of time travel, and you are telling me popular forms of fiction that they are used in. Whether
timeline.
It be TV show, book, writing.
Oh, The Simpsons.
Oh, time teleportation in The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Where? Which one?
The time machine one with the toaster.
Mm.
Yeah. Good. That's a better answer.
That's a good toaster.
Timeline works, though, too.
Or
the toaster.
Well, okay, does a time machine... Okay, so it's not like a teleporter.
No, but...
Okay. Time cop.
Yeah, it's still more of a teleportation. Either way, superhuman powers?
X-Men.
Yeah,
okay.
Superman.
X-Men, heroes. I would say butterfly effect
every,
is more under that one.
That one's better. Every Marvel film.
Star Trek, of course.
Star Trek's one of the things?
No, as in one of the popular fiction. I should just
Game
should
of Thrones.
Preface this and say Star Trek will be under almost all of these.
Where's that time cop?
Next one, portals.
Time cop again.
Oh, no, I have Time Cop under a different thing here.
Star Trek.
Yeah?
Portals.
Futurama, I would say, is portals. That's kind of a portal-y thing. You just jump into it and it goes somewhere else.
Oh.
Terminator is more of a portal
Stargate
situation.
Stargate is, again.
What's that 90s TV film or show? That was
Sliders.
Sliders. That's different dimensions.
Is that... But
I guess,
do they have portals?
Okay, so a portal
a
and
portal.
A wormhole, I guess, could be argued to be the same thing. If you're going to say that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So we'll just lump
for
those
now.
Out.
We'll lump
so
them.
The next one here is a time cop is a rocket sled.
Time. Oh.
That's a rocket sled.
Time cop. Okay, we'll give the rocket. Is there any
right.
more?
If we're going to put The Simpsons under toaster.
Stargate. Best one.
Okay.
Where's the rocket sled in Stargate? Anyway.
Next one. Phone booth.
Oh, Bill and Ted and
Police
Doctor
Box.
Who.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Double answer.
Next one. Hot tub.
Time Machine, just that's that movie, Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah. Same. I love that movie. I like that movie.
Okay, this is one that I feel is more relevant and down to earth, and I think this is the
you better be quick on the
likely
draw,
to happen.
From the hip.
Let's do it.
Sudden change, something suddenly appears. Sudden
change. The one with the world is bending and shit in your dreams.
I'll just say Interstellar.
No. Any other guesses?
Sudden change.
Like it's not a bright flash of light.
What's
it's
that one with
bolt.
Nicolas
it's
Cage?
Not anything
the weatherman.
What's
that one?
And that's the way it is.
The one where he wakes up that's one. Sudden change.
And the answer is
he wakes up.
The one with Robin Williams.
No. What's the other
one?
The jacket. The jacket. Sudden change.
Jacket. I don't know. I hated that movie.
It's horrible.
It was so depressing.
I don't like it.
But no, my answer was Looper. Shit just appears. It's not like a big flash of light. It's not.
Shit just appears.
What
that's
dreams
not...
may come.
Dreams may come. Is that that's not a time?
That's
is
not
it?
Time travel.
Not at all.
All right.
Come on, man.
Oh,
is it?
Check this one out.
Come on.
Fan boat.
Is this supposed to be
What's the next one?
Fan boat.
What the fuck is a fan boat?
A fan boat. If a toaster is a method of time travel, then there's a fan boat out there as well.
And we just tried to name...
Oh, the H.G. Wells thing or the time machine?
No, I would classify that more as a Christmas sled, but you're close. That was my next one. It was the time machine.
Oh,
it's more of a Christmas sled.
Well, then what's this I don't know the fan boat.
You guys don't know the fan boat?
No. Please put the answer in the form of a question.
Insert answer.
What is the movie Safety Not Guaranteed?
Haven't seen it.
See, that's a good time travel movie in that the whole movie is about this dude who says he has a time machine. He needs a companion to go with him.
Uh-huh.
And the whole movie is the companion is a reporter trying to figure out whether or not he is psycho or for real. And the actor is actually one of the guys from The League. I don't know his name well enough, but yeah, he's one of the main guys from The League. Either way, toward the end, he builds a fan boat time machine, and whether or not it works is, well, I'll leave that to you guys if you want to spoil that for yourselves.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, next one is the rotation of the Earth.
Superman.
Yeah.
There you go. I know. No one,
good one.
Hello.
I think a lot of people...
Did you not know that, Maestro?
No.
A lot of people discount that one because of how stupid and silly it is. And
that was also actually in the Power Rangers. At one point, something happened where some crystal did something, reversed the rotation of the Earth, and the Power Rangers all became little kids. And so they had to contact an alien Power Ranger race to come down. That was really into water, and there was like a couple episodes all about these alien rangers that were taking place instead of our rangers, and they were all little kids.
At what chronological order in the rangers? What was the villain you said?
Oh, this is like Rita Repulsa's Zed days. Like this is our OG stuff. Yeah,
nice. I can't wait for that new movie coming out. They're working on it now. The new Power Rangers movie.
Yeah, what's that gonna be?
Oh, it's gonna be awesome.
People are gonna
die.
It's
gonna be Lionsgate. The same people who are making the Hunger Games and Divergent and all that other teeny bopper crap.
Right. It's gonna be like not fun to be a ranger. Like in the show, it's always like, yay, I'm a ranger.
Oh, they're gonna get their asses kicked. Oh,
just
families,
death and like it's gonna be horrible when you become a ranger. Like you've been assigned to a ranger.
But you know what I'm looking forward to? The new Bulk and Skull.
Oh man. They're not gonna. You think? Oh, they'll have to make an appearance.
Yeah, they'll have a Bulk and Skull.
Actually, I will say the Zords will be pretty cool, I guess. Well, I mean, at this point, we've seen so many robots. It'll be like Pacific Rim again, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be Pacific Rim. They really have to blow our nipples off.
Yeah.
Last one I have here on the list. What's up, Maestro?
He's ready.
Okay. Last one I have on the list. Get your hands on the buzzer, people, because this one is an easy one.
There's a buzzer.
That's okay. What I've been doing wrong this whole time. No one told me there's a buzzer.
Slingshot around
Star Trek.
Sun.
Star Trek.
Apollo 13. Around the sun.
Around the sun. Apollo 13
man.
Did not travel in time.
Look at that. Did
I was thinking
that?
Moon.
He was on it. As soon as he heard slingshot.
You should Apollo 13 didn't travel through Maestro. Time?
No.
No. I saw it in 1994, and I think it left. In the 70s.
They did freeze up there.
Tom Hanks and shit.
So I have another interesting fun fact here that I meant to get to in the beginning, but here it is. It's actually... Well, thanks for playing, everybody. Thank you, Maestro. You're bowing over there. Like,
obviously, I won.
I hope you people at home kept score.
5-8. My favor, I'd say.
Wow, I really should have kept score.
I have no idea, but I know I won.
So, this story I wanted to get to is actually the earliest mention of time travel in our known fiction.
Really?
Fictional writing. So.
Okay.
What?
No, I was going to say like American, but you mean like in general? Like, what do you
mean? Worldwide. This is the earliest mention of some sort of time travel method.
Ooh.
It happened around 700 BC, and it was... ancient Hindu mythology. It's the... I don't know if this is a book or a story, but the... I'm going to butcher this. Mahabharata. And it mentions a story about King Ravita, who travels to a different world to meet the creator, Brahma. Yeah, just Brahma. The king is shocked to learn that many ages have passed when he returns to Earth. And this is according to Wikipedia. That's the earliest known such and such. So
I see.
Take that for what you will, college students.
Yeah, the concept's been around for like a while. Like, if you can turn back time and like what you could do. It's really the consequences.
Well, yeah, but this guy was all about
just see.
He just I think he froze himself and then met some dude that was smarter than him. He was like, "Oh, hey, look at this. Your culture is devastated. And I'm the creator."
Would you rather get stuck 100 years in the past
or 100 years
or 100 years in the future? Probably future, huh?
100 years is tough. If you said like 50, maybe.
No, you have to go far, and you're stuck there forever. I'd still say future, probably. Even though I'd be really good in the past because you can affect... Well, maybe not. I don't know how to like do enough in the past. I can't build anything.
I don't know. Probably 100 years in the future, of course. Unless the future is...
It's like a wasteland. Yeah, it could be a wasteland.
We all went back to the future. What, Maestro?
Nothing.
Uh-oh, something's going off, man. We got roosters crowing and stuff. Shit. Like, is that not a free app? You need to download the rest of it. Is that why it's roosting at you? So, in spirit of the time travel episode, we've thought, because Axel here keeps such good records of previous stories, he literally has notebooks full of past stories.
Everyone we've pretty much ever done, I think, at least on my end.
Exactly. As some of you may know, I crumple up my stories and then throw them away. So, as in spirit of the time travel episode, I figure we should draw from your stories.
Time travel, if you will, in the Dubious Bakery timeline.
Exactly, and pick out a good one for us.
This is probably from one of the earliest episodes we did. I would say at least episodes 1 through 6, somewhere in there. Yeah.
1 through 6? Don't you mean 2 through 6?
Thank you. I stand corrected.
Never forget.
I will never forget.
So, yeah, episodes 2 through 6.
We got to add that dun, dun, dun. So, this story is about hybrid cars in the future. We still haven't really reached this point yet, but the electric cars are going to be, like, so silent. The engine's going to be so efficient, and...
I thought we have reached this point.
I don't know. Like, I feel like...
Maybe they're at like a slight hum right now, but they're enough to cause deaf people
heard it.
People some trouble.
Like, so when we reported on this, it was about they haven't done this yet. They're gonna do like an electronic engine noise.
This is 2009.
Should we look back into this? Like, I only grabbed this right now, but I have a feeling I don't think they've gotten this far yet. There's still some noise. There has to be.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, how are they saying they're gonna get to that point?
Because they're that efficient, like, the whole, like, engines are kind of, like, just be that good. And so they're going to, like,
makes noise. Everything makes a little bit of noise. Your computers make noise. Everything just...
Well, that's what the fucking past noise. Thing is.
Don't blame me for your shoddy workmanship 10 years ago or 5 years ago.
I didn't read this. It's the past.
It's not my fault.
That's what the show was like back then.
What's going on here, Maestro? Did someone spill something?
What's happening?
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Axel and John of the Dubious Bakery 2014?
The Dubious Bakery 2014? That's a weird way of phrasing that. Who are you? What's going on?
We are your future selves. Let that sink in.
Holy shit, that's awesome! Are you altering the timeline? Have I fought the cheetah yet?
Alright, take it down a notch. We don't need to delve into your sick cheetah fetish. And yes, we are altering the timeline.
Alright, future us. Prove it. What am I thinking?
It doesn't work that way, dipshit.
Alright, I'll prove it. Axel, I'm gonna blow your mind. Computer, initiate the self-destruct sequence. Authorization, Axel Pi 110.
Oh. Authorization confirmed. John, that's us.
What do you mean that's us? Just like that?
I came up with a time travel password a long time ago, and that was it. He got it. That's us.
Wow, man. That's a whole new level of, like, paranoid preparedness that I wasn't prepared for. Frankly, it does nothing for me. So how about you, future John? Any passwords for me?
John, I do remember a time you were driving to a date when you sharted your pants and went home in shame instead.
Is that true, John?
I never told anyone that. For a reason, jackass.
Shout out to Producer Bot, working wonders with the sound drops, dog. He says we have 3 minutes until the sunspots fall out of alignment.
You guys are calling with sunspots? We were just talking about time travel methods, such as a slingshot around the sun, reverse the rotation of the Earth, or dropping a bagel on the LHC.
Unfortunately, the LHC disappeared the same day as Grundle and half of Europe.
What the fuck? Half of Europe's gone?
Grundle and Mecha Grundle defeated a wood beetle invasion, then turned on each other. And then something unexplained happened, and boom! Half of Europe was gone. Grundle was at the heart of the explosion.
Do you think Grundle could have possibly survived?
No. No chance in hell. Professor K took one of his best teams to look for Grundle's body, but all they found was Mecha Grundle's torso and one of his heads.
Holy shit! A head? And Professor K has men under his command?
Last I heard, Professor K was on the front lines of the Beetle Wars in Africa. Those little beetle bastards took a good chunk out of the Congo before Professor K showed up and slowed them down. Him and his faction are in a starship trooper-esque war. Flamethrowers, thousands of carnivorous insects.
He's the John Connor of his field.
On a lighter note, Hash Bottoms gets out of rehab next week.
Rehab? What for?
Get this. E-cigs.
Yeah, he hit rock bottom. He was hospitalized after hotboxing his bathroom. Do you know how many e-cigarettes it takes to hotbox a bathroom? Shut up, Producer Bot. That was rhetorical.
Not everything sucks. Mr. E and his wives are expecting their fourth, fifth, and sixth child.
Aw, that's nice. Okay. I have to ask. How did my fight with the cheetah go? Did it happen?
Oh, Axel. Your lack of skill against the cheetah couldn't be considered a fight. It's more like sexual assault.
Future John, you're full of shit. Tell him, Future Axel.
All I'm gonna say, is that there were no winners or losers in that fight.
Same Axel, different time.
Well, it looks like the sun is moving faster than we thought. This call could end any second.
Producer Bot, please mute past us and take control of the show now. People of 2014, listen to us.
James Bond should never go to space again.
Bears are more dangerous in the future. Beware.
John, don't go to the brewery with Grundle. No good comes of it.
Axel, avoid all of Fiona's. All of them.
We're losing the connection. It's time to end the call or else we might risk a solar implosion. Alright, take us out.
Listen to us on Facebook, iTunes.
Make sure to call the Batline. And the website, www.thedubiousbakery.com.
And as always, smoke me if you got 'em!